Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Mr. President, let's start with a special ceremony last week at the Student Union.
Yeah, we had a ribbon cutting at the Student Union. A few years ago, Kelly, the students actually voted for a fee on themselves to help fund a renovation of the Student Union. And we just finished that. It was an enormous project, a $63 million project. And so they've built a new beautiful plaza on the north side of the Student Union, which, by the way, I think is still the largest Student Union in America. And it's just beautiful. It's like a town center. So we commemorated the completion of that portion of the remodel under the direction of our Student Union Director, Mitch Kilcrease, Friday afternoon, and had a big crowd there. I was really pleased with the number of students that showed up because, after all, it is a Student Union. We still have a little bit to go. We haven't finished the ballroom, and in fact, there was some talk of not doing anything to the ballroom, and I reminded them that that ballroom has the exact same decorations today as it did when I was in school. And if they don't think that's bad, just look at how I look. so we're redoing the ballroom and the beautiful French lounge, which is across the hall, as well as the patio and balcony area, which is on the west side. So I encourage everyone who, well, everyone, but certainly everyone who enjoyed the Union, their time here at OSU, to come see this new resplendent Student Union.
Well, besides the decor of the ballroom and the academic history of one university president, this Student Union is really, there's a lot of history tied to it, isn't there?
There is a lot of history. And President Henry Bennett, who was, I think you can safely say, the greatest president in our history, and was basically the author of the design that everybody so appreciates here at OSU, this neo-Georgian style architecture, envisioned that there would be a huge Student Union which would be at the hub of the campus and be basically the crossroads for the campus, a place where students could enjoy a variety of activities. And by golly, he went out and did just that. And it was finally opened in 1950. It's of course, times have changed. Back in those days, we called sushi bait. But now we have sushi. So it really is fulfilling Henry Bennett's 1937 campus plan to include a union that would become the hub of campus life, and boy, is it that.
President Hargis, let's turn to the OSU racing team. They broke their own world record over the weekend.
They did indeed. We're very proud of this team. A lot of our students' teams do very well. Design, build, and fly contest, OSU has won first and second many times over the years. In fact, I understand the MIT plane a couple of years ago was named Beat OSU. So, but anyway, these are CNG-fueled race cars. They held a competition at Hallett Motor Racing Circuit, which is there on the Cimarron Turnpike between Stillwater and Tulsa. Last year's team went 590 miles on their tank. This year, this past weekend, they covered 770 miles in a 24-hour period. It's just further proof that CNG is a practical and high-performance transportation fuel. These students, Kelly, build a formula race car from the ground up each year, and the club CNG program is the only one of its kind in the world. And it's sponsored by the School of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering, which is also very active in unmanned aerial vehicles.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.